This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In a first, the Biden administration is lending $1.5 billion to restart a nuclear power plant in southwestern Michigan that was set for dismantling. The Palisades plant on the lake east of Kalamazoo was closed in 2022. Inspections, testing, and approval from the Nuclear Regulatory Commission are still required. Prefer hydroelectric dams? Well, production fell 11% last year to a 22-year low. Climate change is making hydropower less reliable, Marketplace's Savannah Maher reports.
About half of the country's hydropower is generated in the Pacific Northwest. The region saw high spring temperatures and early snowmelt last year.
The earlier melt that we've been seeing for quite a while is a relatively clear climate change signal.
Adrienne Marshall is a hydrologist at the Colorado School of Mines. She says early, rapid runoff makes it harder to store water and generate hydroelectricity year-round. So utilities turn to other power sources.
We spent in the neighborhood of $100 million purchasing supplemental power for our customers last year.
Kirsty Granger is the CFO of Seattle City Light, the city's electric utility. To make up for the hydro deficit, she says it bought natural gas power, which emits more carbon than hydro does, plus some solar energy.
So it increased rates for all of our customers by 4%.
She says Seattle is working to diversify its energy portfolio as hydropower gets less reliable. I'm Savannah Maher for Marketplace.